over the phone right now for our text and topic is Violet Sanderson, the administrator for the town of Afton. Violet, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us. We are going to loop in the town of Afton for our text and topic today. The star is amazing. Everyone that worked on that, I know the council and a lot of people put in so much time over the last couple of summers. Props to you guys. The star is awesome.
The star has been a long-term project that we've been working on. We've had, you know, a massive amount of community volunteer effort involved in it, donations for it to be where it's at. It's just been amazing.
Now, one of the cool things about the star, of course, is it's LED and it can change colors. And maybe you've done it, maybe you haven't. I don't know. I haven't seen it change. Has it changed yet or has it just been white?
So there's been a lot of different little testing here and there. So before we actually did the official lighting of the star, you know, at the rodeo there, that last rodeo during fair week, we had some different colors, some different testing that we were doing. The town council had implemented a policy where we really just want to keep it white except for, you know, a couple of holidays. And with that, we've gotten, you know, we did so because we did have a couple of comments where people were like, we don't want to be Vegas, which we obviously don't want to be at all. So we don't want to keep the light strobing all the time, different colors, craziness. But we would really like to hear the public's comment on what they would like to see and when they would like to see it lit up. So we had a couple of people that were instrumental in working on the star. So Tyson Balls, who is the student body officer advisor for Star Valley High School, and Sean Merritt, who was very instrumental in getting the actual structure of the star built with his class. You know, they welded it all. Sean did so much work on his own. It was really amazing to have his help on the project. They came in and said, you know, we've got some kids that were part of this project and they're like, how come it's only white? And so we would really like to hear from the public. You know, we've asked for the student body officers to come up with some ideas of when they would like to see it lit. You know, it is a historical landmark. It was first put up there by, you know, a class of the high school. So we really want to keep them involved as well. But we really want to see what the public would like to see. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, do you want to see it lit up when we win a Braves game, whether that be, you know, football, soccer, or anything like that? You know, we want to know what the public would like to see. I think it would be a really cool idea if we were able to light the star, you know, a different color the night that we win a game or a state championship or something like that, you know. And that way it brings it back to having the high school involved because it is such a historical landmark that was, you know, first designed, first put up by a high school class. So that's kind of where the council's at. We're hoping to pool the community's thoughts on that. We clearly don't want anything to be a nuisance as far as the way of lighting, but we would just really like to hear from everybody and see what they would like. Because after implementing the initial policy where it was really going to stay white most of the time, we've heard a lot of public comment that's like, wait a minute, if you installed it and if it can do all of this stuff color-wise, we would like to see more. So we're really calling for the public to let us know what they would like to see up there.
So Violet, current policy, you mentioned it was the plan as of now is just to light it up at a couple of holidays. What are those holidays that you're thinking currently?
So the 4th of July, obviously, in conjunction with our, you know, Freedom Festival and things like that. And then maybe during the holidays, like the, you know, the Christmas holidays and that, having it a little bit more of a festive color. So I think we're looking to see, you know, what are some of the other times of the year that people would like to see it lit up and how often do we want it lit up? And, you know, we want to be as inclusive as possible in regards to, you know, team and sports events. We definitely want to probably have it lit for graduation for Star Valley High School and both Swift Creek High School. To show, you know, our pride for those students and their hard work. But we kind of also want to have a policy where it's not anybody can call in and say, you know, it's my daughter's birthday and I would like to see the star pink. Although I think at certain times, if we had it pink, it would be fabulous too.
It is
so
pink
it's
night.
Just one of those things, you know, it's just one of those things where there's a line that we probably need to draw with policy, but we want to hear what everybody else would like to see.
All right. So that's our text and topic today. How often and when Should the star be changed from white to a different color? 203-4637. Violet, thank you so much for the information and details.